Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Australian survivor.
Survivor New Zealand.
Survivor.
Survivor. Survivor.
21 South Africans.
12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
20 middle.
£1 million.
Million
euro.
Million.
Million.
Hello everyone, Shannon Gus here, getting you ready for our week 7 exit interviews, penultimate week of Titans v Rebels for Australian Survivor. And we had 3 exit interviews this week, which I enjoyed all of them. First we spoke to Alex, then Rihanna, and then Kitty, and I really appreciated all of the insights and the way that they approach the game. So hope that you enjoy all of these exit interviews. In terms of other content, we do have a recap with Jesse Lopez coming up ASAP. I just recorded that earlier actually, so that should be out pretty much around the exact same time as this, I think. And then Talking Tribal is not out in podcast form because 10 are kind of changing their podcast strategy at the moment, so it's going to be out. It is out on 10 Play and on YouTube, which I don't think is geo-blocked as well, so you can watch all of that there. And then there'll be a check-in with the drafters who are watching Australian Survivor. Chappelle, Puya, and Liana will be catching up at the end of the week to do some additional coverage as we look forward to finale week. If you're watching US Survivor, Survivor 46, I covered week 1 and 2 with Jacques Berger on the Survivor Global feed, and then I'll be doing the Stockwatch with Taryn for week 3. So hope you enjoy all of the content. Thank you, as always, for supporting the content, and I will see you on the other side. Alex, hi, welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. So sorry to see you go out last night. I wouldn't have expected in any less of a bombastic way. Congratulations on a great game.
Thank you very much, Shannon. It's really good to be here, and I appreciate your kind words. Thanks.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you about so many things. Let's start at that aforementioned tribal council where you blew everything up. What was your insight on what was happening going into that tribal council that you had none of the votes, and has your kind of thinking of that evolved? Like, where were the votes? What was happening there?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the show, the episode last night, it looks like Ferris and Ray are considering voting with us, but just the conversations that we're having and obviously him going to well, in my mind, it was just not a chance in hell. So I thought, like, why not shed a light on it? Why not try and get this game get going a little bit? But yeah, it was. I was feeling, especially heading into tribal town, so I was like, they're not with me. So I'm going to have to try something here. And could have done the whispers and maybe tried to come up with something there, but I don't think that's my sort of game style or my sort of persona. So I thought I'd just stir the pot a little bit and pull curves on the bad end of that stick.
What about someone like Caroline, who you're approaching there? Obviously, you don't feel like, you know, you have that vote and you're putting the heat on her. Was it drawing on a perception that's really out there about Caroline? Because you were in a post-swap tribe where she did seem to have quite a lot of control, but you're asking her what she's done. So can you just explain that kind of perception around Caroline to me, and if that was kind of more of a broad consensus?
Yeah, probably a little bit brutal on Caro. One thing, I think she's an incredible person. I got along with her really, really well. But yeah, maybe just wasn't aware of how well she'd been playing before. I probably hadn't realised the mafia and how close they were. But I think she's played an okay game. But in the moment, I'm just playing off emotion, a little bit frustrated, and trying to put some pressure on her to make a big move in that moment. She might go, oh, you know what, this is a perfect time. And then if she's thinking that Ferris and Ray potentially are, then she votes and it's a maybe. But at a time, it's a lot of emotion flying, Shan. It's very difficult being out there, and I've got nothing bad to say about Caroline. She's a good woman.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so you were pretty sure you didn't have her vote at all. Like, you didn't feel confident about that remotely.
Well, yeah, no, we had that conversation, and then like split second after that, she was taking Kitty to the well, and that genuinely happened. And I was just like, oh man, I'm sitting there going, there's just no way. So I was sitting there going, right, Caro's gone, Ferris and Ray, they're not with me. So I was like, let's just get the guns out. fast shooting.
Yeah. I'd love to hear about your relationship with Ferris, because I feel like maybe the closest thing you had to an alliance, that's what you tell Kirby at least. And there's so much about whether you were a floater, whether you were attached to that. Like, where did you see yourself in proximity to Ferris throughout the game?
Yeah, so early on, after Peter went home, I was like, all right, let's find somewhere. And I had solidified with Garrick and Ferris and Arlene. Now, we never got to vote because we sent Kelly to the other side. So I never actually got to vote with him. But I'd said to him, like, this is it. I'm with you guys now. And I wish if Tribe Swap had happened different, it would have been a completely different game, because let's just say it was me that goes with Ferris and Arlene, or me goes with Garrick and Ferris. Like, I would have been really in there, and that changes my entire game. So, and then heading back, when I got sent to the Titans, I was confident that I could jump back in with Ferris, but something seemed really off, and there's so many conversations that Ferris was having with Kirby that were not shown. And that was really difficult to see, because I was of the knowledge that they were going at each other. That's what everyone else was saying. But they obviously had this really, not secret alliance, but they sort of needed each other. And it was very hard for me to see that. And I was just thinking, like I said in one of the episodes, like I felt like a third wheel, and I just never really felt in. But if Tribes would have happened different, maybe it would have been. I think Ferris is an incredible game player and super entertaining as well, which you need to be in this game. So yeah, kudos to him.
Yeah, I mean, we saw like a proper breakup last week. It broke my heart personally to watch you and Ferris kind of, you know, diverge from each other. Do you have like a defense of that breakup? Because I kind of got it. Was it, you know, I will talk about Kirby, but it kind of felt like you were, again, like put off your being the third wheel with Kirby. Like, why did it happen? Because you've like properly flipped, it seemed, pretty quickly from that. So can you speak to that a bit?
Yeah, so this didn't make it to Tribal Council either, but I, because there had been so many conversations with Ferris and Kirby, I actually thought that Ferris was a little in on the Arlene vote. Maybe not in on it, but he might have just known about it and just turned a blind eye. So I called that out at Tribal Council as well. You don't see that, but I said, and obviously Eileen's watching at this point, so I'm like, I decided to put him on the sword and say, like, what, did you know about that vote? I don't think he actually did, so that was probably a misread on my end. But as soon as the Arlene vote had happened, it was so quick. He was so quick to just like put that behind him, whereas before he would said to me that he's like looking for revenge on Garrick and things like that. So it just seemed like it didn't really make sense to me that Arlene had gone home and there was no sort of backlash for him. He just didn't seem to mind about that at all. And then the conversation that went straight to, well, it was Reed, Kirby, Ferris, and Jaden, and there was no invite. And I was just like, okay, this is me switching now. Like, I just knew that I had to find someone else. And luckily, Mark and I had some form of relationship before, and we bonded pretty quickly. And then as soon as I played the idol for Valeria, I felt at home again. I was like, great, this is sweet now. We've got someone. We've just got out Jaden. And if Ray hadn't have pulled off his miracle, then again, the game would have been very different, I think, because we were looking pretty good there.
Well, let's talk about Kirby as well, because that's such an interesting relationship as well. All these like month-long relationships. She was kind of with you early on, and then she had the decoy. Well, she wasn't with you, but you thought she was with you. She had the decoy votes. And then even she said it last night, like that Peter vote, like, and then she came against you. It seemed like you never got back on track from that. What was that relationship like for the last 30-something days?
Yeah, so when we had the Peter vote, and then we were trying to figure out where Sarah and I were voting, and that's when like we had to send Kelly across. So at that moment, I was, to her, a floater. I was in the middle, but I had already said to Ferris that I'm definitely voting, and that's where I was going to vote. It never ended up happening, but to her, I was this floater. And then obviously Tri-Saw happens, and when we get back together, she was just constantly trying to flush my idol. She never, like, I had it from the start of Merge, and every tribal, I just kept hearing my name. And I was just like, well, is this ever going to end? Eventually, I ended up playing it for Valeria. And I thought, maybe once that's finished, like, we can have a bit of a conversation. But I think there was just, I don't know, resentment or emotion had been built up. And then she was not willing to put the sword down. And then she just kept on this floater flexible thing. And I was trying to understand the difference of what she was meaning. But just, yeah, I think that's just how it all worked. But, couldn't figure it out. I thought, take her to the spa, she might roll over, but she's smarter than that. So
yeah,
that was a dumb move as well, Shannon.
No, I mean, she's even impervious to the spy. That's Kirby, you know. Even the spy kind of, you know, other people have folded to the spy, like, so I understand. But you mentioned Mark, another fascinating long-term relationship. You know, you are trying to get something done in the swap, which we can talk about. I love that moment where you had your head in your hands, you know, to try and get this kind of Caroline Q happening when the girls were not going with it. And
Oh.
you know, so you have this Yucatan alliance, and then it fades away. Like, you vote for him, but you said in your voting confessional, like, hopefully you don't go home. Then you reconnect. Like, I basically just have questions about these, like, on and off such interesting relationships. So can you tell me a little bit about you and Mark?
Yeah, so Mark and I, we bonded as like human beings as well, which was really nice. And if we just got there on board originally and not blown that up, it would have been amazing because that would have been a really cool alliance. And Mark and I probably would have been, you know, ride or dies from there on out. Obviously, he would have got back with Valeria and we would have probably built that alliance earlier. But Mark is a really, really genuine person, very authentic, very, very good at talking. And it, like, I just knew once I had got in with Val and him that that was who I wanted to move forward with the game. And to his credit, even when I blew up and I, you know, turned the cards, he could have easily just voted me out straight away to try and keep Kirby or Ferris and stuff on board. And he still voted Kirby's name. That's someone I respect. And I've got a lot of time for Mark in the outside world as well.
Yeah, so let's talk about a little bit that scramble in the post swap where things went poorly. Rihanna ends up voting for Mark, so it doesn't happen. What was it? Just trying to wrangle the cat there. What was that kind of moment like for you?
Well, I mean, you'll know, I've been on the stiff end of the, I've been on the wrong side of the vote for
A
almost the
lot.
whole game. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. And I was thinking here, we've got a plan and it's going to work and we can't stuff this up. And I knew that I was like confident that Rihanna and Sarah were going to vote with us. And then the moment that I said to them that they were trying to split on them, Sarah's just let the emotion go. And she's just said, I need to figure out the truth. And I was just, they're gone. Please don't. Oh, Mark trying to solve that problem. Like there was so many times where, you know, just the girls told Kitty and then it came back and he still just he kept changing the plan. And it was just, he was on the ball and it was really impressive to watch. And we just still couldn't get it done. But that is Survivor. Unfortunately, Sarah blew it up and Ree couldn't get the vote right in the end, but
Yes.
it's just the way it goes.
That is a big part of the season for some reason, kind of like a running theme. But you know, you were blown up specifically where they were like, Alex told us you're splitting on us. Like, all the information you'd given so specifically was taken back. Why do you think you were saved? Was it a physical thing? Did you have some inroads, someone like an Eden? We kind of saw some of those, you know, Simpsons quotes and some of those dynamics. Why do you think you had some leeway there until the next week where you were more of a target for them?
One thing that wasn't shown was Eden and I had a lot of conversations. Now we weren't ever like let's vote together, but we just kept saying we'll keep each other's name out. And I'm pretty sure Eden was doing that with a lot of people. He'd obviously seen the game a lot, and he was building relationships in a way that didn't necessarily need to vote together, but just wanted to keep everyone's name, keep his name, and I guess the other person's name out of the votes. So he had said that, and I'm pretty sure that he was not fighting for me, but just suggesting the other people moving forward. So maybe that's what helped me a little bit. But yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, well, let's talk about another very close relationship in Kelly, the Alex Kelly dynamic duo that I insist we get on The Amazing Race at some point, at some time.
You want to see it,
Talk,
do you?
I would kill to see it, but and I think maybe more people would be killing, maybe you. But I want to know about that dynamic. Like, there's so many things here until you end up voting her out, but she saved you specifically, Alex, and you didn't seem very grateful that she had
No,
really taken your
I
name off the
didn't.
block there. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably should have done, but Kelly is a very hard person to reason with. So even if I had put my tail between my legs and really shown that gratitude, I don't think it would have meant much moving forward. In the early days, Kelly was calling me misogynistic and like very derogative sort of terms, and we didn't really vibe at all. But in the end of the day, like she's coming from a harmless place. She's always got good intentions. She just sometimes get the cues wrong a little bit. And I just, yeah, I probably called her out a little bit more than other people would. But I think it came to light towards the end of her game that she was a difficult person to live on a beach with for 4 weeks.
Yeah, so when you all go to vote her out, was there any thought about not voting her out? Because I felt, you know, like in the Kirby Ferris Jewel kind of war that we always had, there might have been some opportunity there to use someone like a Kelly or just even to get one over on Kirby. But was there any thought at any time that Kelly would be saved in all of that?
We had spoke, so I was with Ferris and Ray and Eileen and stuff at that point, and we'd spoken about getting her on board to vote out one of their alliance, but it just didn't really make sense because the next tribal council, you just have no idea what she's going to do. She's so unpredictable. And we just thought, like, when your merge was coming up, let's just level the playing field a little bit, get Kel out. I think everyone was a bit relieved, including myself, very much. But it was funny, but I had the idol, and everyone, as I said to you before, everyone was trying to flush that idol for the moment I got it. And they didn't really show this on the show, but I like played up that my idol was called Kelly.
Yeah.
I sort of said, like, called her Kelly because sometimes she keeps me safe, but more than not, she's just a pain in my ass. so it was a really funny moment going to the confessionals and talking about that. They asked so many questions, but yeah, it was a funny little spiel.
Very fun. Well, I want to go way back to what feels like hundreds of years ago now, to the Cuddle Crew that you were in, throwing that challenge early on, a couple of confessions about how excited you were for Tribal Council, which is basically just tempting the Survivor gods to kind of throw one back at you. So can you talk through kind of how this alliance happened, how you saw the dynamics and the idea to throw the challenge in that spot?
So in my reality, what we had was, it was actually called the Sexy Six Alliance. So it was myself, Peter, Tobias, Sarah, and then we thought that Rhea and Kirby were with us as well. So we all named it the Sexy Six Alliance. Well, yeah, well, no worries. And in terms of the throwing the challenge, like George said, I think on Talking Tribal after the first week, anyone who's never been to Tribal Council and like it's your first time playing the game, just don't go there as quick as you can. Just don't throw a challenge. And I was sitting there 6 or 7 days in thinking, like, you know what? I'm not going to be first to go. Let's get the ball rolling. Like, they're going to need me in challenges. That was my mindset. Let's just go to tribal. And it blew up my game dramatically. So looking back on it, it was such a stupid move. But I did come into the game wanting to be an entertaining figure. I didn't want to be this person that, like, I don't want to hang shit on Jaden here, but sitting through very quietly is a good strategy for his game. It worked for him, and that's great. But I didn't want to come in and do that. I wanted to try things, be insane, have fun. And I knew that if it didn't work, well, that's just the way that it goes. That's Survivor. But I didn't want to just sit back. And I thought, you know what? Let's give this throwing a challenge business a go. Let's try. Let's go to tribal. And although it didn't work, it made for good TV and it was a lot of fun. So we live and learn. I won't do it next time when I'm playing, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you were so much fun out there. And I feel like I talked about it like the Simonification. Like, it felt like you were really rolling with the punches, wrong votes, you know, things kind of going awry. Some of it you could wear, a lot of it, you know, against what you were doing with the girls and stuff, things just going poorly in that way outside of yourself. So how was that kind of morale kept up through all of that, through such a long game that had so many highs and lows?
Shad, I'm not gonna lie, it's brutal. The game is really hard, and I handled the no eating, the no sleeping, the challenges. I handled pretty well, but the mental side of this game is just incredibly hard. And day 10 was when Tobias got sent and Kelly had saved me, and I was feeling just completely down and out. I was like, I don't know how to play the game. I'm lost. I've got no alliances. Everyone's telling me what I wanted to hear. I felt like, you know, they were just completely lying to my face. And that was a really rude awakening. It was a massive shock to the system. And then vice versa, it changes the other way really quickly. I feel like I got back into, like, I was in the middle of the two alliances then and I was working with Ferris and stuff. I was like, great, I'm back now. So it is a roller coaster of emotions. But yeah, there was some really tough days. After merge as well, when it rained for like 6 or 7 days straight, it was miserable. I was absolutely miserable. I think we all were.
Yeah.
So, very challenging game.
For sure. I mean, we've spoken about a lot of those long-term relationships. Were there any other key relationships that we missed that were very important to your game?
No, I don't think so. I think the Val one, I wish I'd seen more of that moving forward. It was really unfortunate that Ray decided to vote her out. But no, I think we've covered off most of it. Amazing experience. Really good.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously use the idol on Valeria, and you've kind of spoken to the way that they treated your idol, which has been so interesting because I feel like the way they treated all these public idols, Ferris, you, and Rihanna, has been wildly different.
Way different. Crazy,
Yeah.
eh?
I mean, I think you got a lot out of that idol, and it made a lot of sense. You heard her name, you bonded with her. How do you look back at kind of the way that that idol was used, worn public, and then eventually used on Valeria, not to have it last night, which would have been really handy, but you did gain ground with that. So how do you kind of look back at the way that you used that idol throughout?
Yeah, there was no idol played correctly at this point, and obviously I got it wrong as well, but I still feel like I got a win with it because it did solidify that alliance at the time. And I was thinking, okay, it didn't like save her, we would have won it anyway, but I knew, Mark knew, Valeria knew, we were like, all right, well, he's in now, there is no denying it at all. So it was a win for me, and I was really grateful that I didn't just play it for myself and then get that wrong and my alliance goes home. I was really stoked that it actually worked out for the better. I'm interested to know your thoughts on Ferris. I think we spoke about a little of this on Twitter, on
Yeah.
Ferris giving the idol.
Turn it back to
Like,
me, yeah.
in my idea, in my mind, that was just the stupidest thing. Like, I honestly, like, the first thing when it landed on the floor and he picked it up, so I'd knocked the roof, whether he had seen it and whether he was like trying to show it to me or not, he touched it and he handed it to me. And I thought, why on earth would you do that, mate? Oh, thank you so much. I'll take it. I just couldn't believe it that he had it. I was so convinced that these things like are so much more powerful in your own hands, and regardless, it's better to have them than not have them. And I was shocked that he gave it to me. I really was.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is, we'll just have the discussion now. That's great. I love that. I don't know that I've ever had that in an ex interview, is like, turn it back and let's talk about the move of someone else. I feel like for Ferris, I would have taken it at the time because he was such a lightning rod that it felt like you might as well have two idols. But to be fair, considering the way he's kind of weaved through the merge and not been as targeted as I would have thought, maybe if he had two idols, he wouldn't have been able to kind of circumvent that as much. But then he also would have had two idols to protect against it. But it would have, amped up the heat on his game even more on an already hot game. I probably would have done it. I would have taken the second one, but I think he had kind of executed on what he was trying to do. And he did put a lot of heat on you. And that's obviously
I
what
get
he was
that.
trying to do as well. So.
I get it. I don't think he played it badly, but what I would say is that having the two there, you can, yes, the heat's on you, but as soon as you play them, the heat goes as well. So, like, he could, and he reads the game extremely well. He was playing very, very well. He had one or two there. He uses one, and then he, like, brings the heat down a little bit, maybe get through another one, wins an immunity, plays it again the next one. And the heat's just like dropped off dramatically, I think. Now, it's all hindsight. Like, we have no idea. But in my mind, I was thinking, I will 100% take this, mate. Thank you very much. And I will continue on. So, and it was funny that, like, two, maybe, no, it wasn't two, maybe 3 or 4 travels later, we were arguing. And I was just like, mate, if I knock you out with this idol, this is going to be class. Oh, that would have been very good.
Yeah. Well, I love the mid-exit interview like analysis that we're doing. That's so much fun. But okay, last question because I've already taken up too much time. But
Tell
what
me.
was your fandom and knowledge of the show before you came on? How much experience did you have with it?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I watched a few seasons as a kid, very, very young. And then I hiked Kilimanjaro with Lockie,
I
and
saw
he told me
that.
all the stories.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, you should apply for it. So I actually made my application video like 2 or 3 days after I'd met Lockie at the top
Oh.
of Kilimanjaro. And then applied, and then obviously had Survivor on my chest, and I think that helped me get through a little bit from the story about my mum. And then once I started to realize I was through to the next process, I just binged. I started binging the shows. Like, I watched 2 or 3 seasons, I think last one, and the All-Star season as well. But I wasn't like I was not let's call it educated enough, like the Edens, the Eileens, the Carolines of the world. So I definitely felt a step back from those sort of game players, but I came in with the intention of just being a likable character that puts his emotions aside, and I think I managed to do that for the most part. I think if I had my time again, one thing I would definitely do is just observe other people's relationships. I felt like I was putting too much attention on my conversations and overthinking my conversations. But if I was to play again, I would be a little bit more of a watcher, I think, and an observer.
Well, I hope to watch it. I hope to watch the second time. I love seeing you out there, Alex. I really enjoyed the secret scene from last night where you talk about what you do with the money and kind of like what that would mean to you and how you would kind of, you know, use that in a great way. I think we saw a lot of the great layers to your character and your personality and that you brought so much to the season. So thank you so much. And thank you for coming onto the podcast.
That's really sweet, Shannon. I appreciate it. I'm glad you got to view that. I mean, a lot of people haven't seen that. So I'll be sharing my story at some point, but that's really nice of you to say. And I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a great scene. Awesome having you on the season. Thanks so much, Alex, and have a great day.
Thanks, Shannon. Have a good one. Ciao.
Thanks. Bye. Bye. Hi, Ariana. Welcome to RHAP. So sorry to see you go out of the game last night, voting for Mark as the proud tradition usually is, but so sorry to see the challenge beast run end and have you go out of the game.
Yeah. It was my time to come. I had a tug on my back for I don't know how many travel counts. I feel like my name was getting shot out. I feel like the whole season, each time when I watched it back, I was like, everyone had my name each night. They just love to say it. So look, I made it to number 7, so that I'm super proud of.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd love to get into so much of this. One of the reasons you were such a big target was being part of this duo with Kirby and being such a tight pair through the game. Can you talk to me a little bit about what made you so close and kind of when that relationship developed and how it kind of went through the game?
Yeah, for sure. So it started day one, which is really unique, I think, for some people to already find like your ride and die day one when you barely even know people, right? So I remember we obviously make our camp and we'd had a few small chats with people about gameplay, but it felt a little bit, almost a bit fake. You're just like, oh, you want to work together or what's going on? But Kirby and I ended up meeting up at night that after day one, and we kind of already had this like alliance that I don't even know how to explain it. We both just like, are you from the country? Because I feel like you've got this vibe about you that's kind of chill. And Kirby's like, I am. And then I was also brought up in the country. And we just felt like we had this gravitation to each other that you can't describe in words, but it's just more in like a feel. And then we literally said, do you want to try and go to the end with each other? And we both just said from then, let's just do it. Let's be our ride and dies. And literally the bond, it worked and it was strong. And I trust her still to this day. So that's how it started.
Yeah, well, you were both kind of part of this cuddler alliance, or they, you know, had you as part of what Alex has described as a sexy six, and you were with the other people who obviously voted against those four. And I know Kirby got a lot of heat around the decoy votes. Where did you sit on where your alliance with her should go, because you had options, and on these decoy votes at that first tribal council?
Yeah, so I was obviously probably definitely more tighter with the cuddle alliance. Okay. And then obviously Kirby had done a little bit more groundwork with Garrick, Raymond and people like that I hadn't really talked to. So that's where I kind of sat with them. But then I also knew they were starting to make massive targets on themselves just from their behavior and like the chatter around camp. So I kind of was floating in that middle where the other guys, they still didn't see me as much of a threat and they didn't put me in that kind of bubble as the cuddle alliance, which was great. So we kind of, at the time, I can see where we were thinking to try and hold almost the middleman and kind of keep people both on side to see where it was kind of, where everything was going to fall, whether it was the wrong decision at the time to do that, because obviously we lost a lot of kind of trust with Garrick and Ferris with just those votes alone. But I thought at the time that we knew we had the numbers, so we thought we would be okay. But watching it back, it's definitely interesting to see everyone's perspective on that, just changing like our votes to vote alongside the Cuddle Alliance.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Ferris. I'd love to get into that, because there's going to be this kind of big divide between Kirby and Ferris from so early on, where she kind of tries to come for Ferris. Where did you kind of stand on that, and how was your relationship with Ferris through this time and kind of through the game?
Yeah, so Ferris and I didn't have a really great relationship, but in saying that, he never really made an effort to make a relationship with me. He never came and talked to me about anything. So it's really hard to obviously make a relationship with someone that doesn't talk to you. And then obviously it came to the point where there was the Kelly went to the other tribe for that non-elim round. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's where I was probably going home. Yeah. And that was orchestrated from Ferris. So that kind of cemented. I was like, oh, well, he's obviously doesn't want any part of me. And then he was upset at Kirby. And then people were just coming for me because I was Kirby at that point now to be her kind of right-hand man. And it just kind of went from there.
Yeah. What was it like then? Because did you know how close you would come to being sent out of the game? Obviously, we see Scott give you that information of kind of how dire that was. What was it like kind of existing in that kind of afterlife at that point where you were had been spared, but it was a tough spot for you?
Oh my God. I actually, like, when I got back on camp and Scott kind of filled in everything, I was like a little bit in shock. They would have definitely got me, like, with that vote. I would have just been like, oh, I did not know any of that. Yeah, it was so interesting to hear how Ferris must have had a few conversations with people. I know Sarah, he said that pretty much he was like, if you don't vote for Riri tonight, I'm literally coming for you. So she was literally like scared. And then I was like, Sarah, we're meant to be buddies. So that was very interesting how he can play this behind the scenes game and just manipulate people so well. But I literally so thankful that Kelly went to the other side and I lived another day. And yeah, that's when all the targets just kept coming my way from then, I felt.
Yeah, you lived another month from there, so you extended that run pretty well. So that was, a good return on that non-elimination for you.
Very good return. Very good return.
Yeah, well, getting to the swap, I'm so interested in your relationship, especially with Kitty and Caroline. I felt like you gave them so much trust, so many different times, and they kept pushing that trust back in your face. Can you describe to me a little bit about your relationship with each of them and kind of this dynamic where you did give them, I feel, so much, and they, weren't really prioritizing you?
Yeah, 100%. So I have a really tight relationship with Kitty, and obviously you don't see a lot much in the edit, but she's really good at how do I even put that, getting down to, like, I don't know, just talking to you as a person rather than game, and makes you feel like you have this trust with her, which is like she's very underrated in the show. And obviously I know her and Caroline come as this kind of like bundle. I didn't trust Caroline as much. She didn't hold that much as with me, but Kitty, I felt like she was pretty like true to my face because she really struggled to lie at times. But in hindsight, I did trust them. It pretty much comes down to that when Mark came to me, we were kind of on the bottom. He's like, I've got an idol, vote for Caroline, bring all the rebels together. I think this is my personality type. I'm pretty loyal. And when the way that Mark did that, and I don't even know if it showed it a little bit on the edit, but like he came in so hot and he's pretty much, you're voting with us. I've got this idol. You're in a crap position. You do this and it will like save you. And I felt like it was strong. It was definitely strong-arming me. And I was just like, are you like, do I have to do what you say essentially? And I was a bit like, I'd talked to Eden and Kitty and Caroline, and they told me a plan. Unfortunately, my loyalty and trust just didn't get put the right way that time. And obviously, other conversations were happened at camp. And yeah, so I came up with like a vote that went to absolute nowhere. But that's the lessons you learn in Survivor. So you make mistakes, and yeah, you got to just keep moving on.
I thought it was really impressive how you survived through to the merge to get back to Kirby in, basically you were swap screwed. It was a very unfortunate kind of position that you were put in. What do you kind of credit that to? Was it that relationship with Kitty, or why do you think maybe, the power that you could bring that you and Kirby brought at the merge together? What do you kind of credit that survival through the swap to?
Yeah, so when I obviously gave Kitty the information about Mark, and then they actually saw it come to light, like I was like, I actually told you. It actually, I believed in my eyes, built like a really good trust and loyalty. And they said to me multiple times, like, we understand now, Ri, we like completely believe you. We've kind of got you on board now. And through that whole rest of the merge, did I fully believe what they said? I was like 50-50 because obviously burnt me a bit. But what else could I do? I'm like literally on the bottom. So I literally got to hang on to anything you bloody well can. And do you know what? People probably underestimate me a little bit as a player because I literally, on that tribe to the end, I was the only OG rebel and the rest of them were all Titans. Like, just to last that long is just like, I think, just impressive in itself because they could easily just pick you off. Like, it's so easy for them. And then obviously I get the idol. So I sacrificed eating and like I was hungry. I was like getting hungry by then, but I was like, I have to do what you got to do. And luckily that came up in my favor too, like winning the idol against, like finding it against Mark and Eden.
Yeah, that was really impressive to get to the merge at that point. But we kind of see this relationship still manifest through the merge where you vote apart from Kirby, and we see these conversations where Kirby's like, we can deviate a bit, but then she does want you to vote against Caroline, and you don't. You vote for Mark on what is going to be the winner plan. So what was your thinking in that, and the relationship kind of with Kirby at that point to have this different dynamic, even in such a tight duo as you were?
Yeah, poor Mark. I vote for him again.
Yeah.
My running tally with Mark. So obviously, I've just been away at the new Rebels Beach. They've obviously been in the Titans. They've come back to Merge, but I've been away from these people for so long. So the dynamics, I must say, when you come to Merge, is so interesting to find your feet. So obviously, I have Kirby, who I know I trust, but then she's now built relationships with people I've never met. Like there's Valeria and people like this who I already know she didn't like me. So that was a bit like I'm putting my faith in Kirby to then like give to Valeria to then put a vote on something. Where I honestly at that point with Caroline and Kitty, because I had actually shown them that I had told them the truth, and at that time they did tell me that they would like I could trust them. I felt like if I'm putting all my eggs in this basket, if something goes wrong, I have no like these people are not gonna, they're not gonna like have my back. This Valeria doesn't like me. I've got Kirby got my back. I've got really no one here to have my back if I need it. That's how I felt. And it came to me and Kirby kind of discussing it. It's like, well, they're not coming for either of us. And it's like, do you know what? Whatever names are getting put out, it's not us two. So
Yeah.
it didn't really matter who was going home. So she's like, do you know what? We talked about it together beforehand. So she knew who I was voting for from the very start. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to go with them in case something happens. So I've got some allies and you've got yours over there. And if we need something, we can come back together. And then it came with like Caroline didn't tell me the right vote because she didn't trust Kirby. That's what it came down to. She told me, she's like, I don't trust Kirby, so I don't trust you. And so we came, I forget, we come as this duo. So it's not just me. I can't play as me. I'm playing as me and Kirby. So if she doesn't trust her, she doesn't trust me. So that's where that came down to. So
Yeah.
another or like unfortunate thing for me just came off wrong. And yeah, so what
Well,
can you do?
you talked about in your jury villa that, as a paramedic, you're trusting of people. So it's tough that to kind of like turn that around in this game. But I'd love to talk about the Jaden vote. Obviously, you didn't get the name that it had changed the tribal
Yeah.
council. I thought the seating arrangement really stitched you up there, putting you in the middle with no one. No one got up. Like, what were you seeing the pandemonium? What like was any part of you like thinking that the name had changed, or what was the kind of chaos in that?
So, backstory to this one. So, Raymond, obviously, this is his doing. He's obviously changing his vote. So, prior to this at Scramble, I am literally telling Kirby and Ferris, I'm like, Raymond's not voting with us. I already seen his behavior. I already knew it. Like, and I'm telling them, it's Raymond. He's not going to vote with us. And they're like, Ree, calm. You're paranoid. Like, calm down, calm down. I'm like, okay. And then I was like, Kirby's like, go talk to Ferris. He knows Raymond the best. Ferris, is Raymond voting with us? Like, honestly, he's like, yeah. He'll do whatever I say. Okay. He'll do whatever I say. And then I'm like, okay. And then I got to tribal and he, obviously, Raymond's like whispering. And I'm like, this is, I told you, like this is exactly what I'm telling you. He's not doing what I've said. And then, like, I felt like Kirby and Ferris were kind of like, calm down a bit. Well, they're still processing, I think, to be like, what is he doing? And I, that is like, it's okay, it's okay. And then towards the end, like, it was a very like 20 seconds before going to like vote, and then Kirby's doing this weird stuff, and I was like, what's going on? Like, I'm just getting happening. And then JLP's like, are you good? Are we good? And then I'm like, are we good? Like, are we? Because like, I have no idea what you're voting for. Like, I'm voting for Valeria, like what we said. And that's my biggest regret this entire game, that none of us got up and just talked. Like, all the whole time I'm sitting there being like, like, goddamn Raymond. And
That's
then
not on you.
and I just felt like if we got up or any, like even either all of us, because I know Kirby and Ferris came back to camp, they both come to me like, Ree, we're so sorry. We really should have
Yeah.
just got up and told you the boat was on Alex. And you know what? This whole game could be completely different. But again, fell to be that like vote where I'm out of the loop. But yeah, you learn things as each travel goes on, you learn things, that's for sure.
Well, that is the fault of the tribal council seating arrangement, 100%. None of that is on you. But I'd love to talk. You mentioned Raymond. Obviously, there was kind of the predicament that you had when he had this ultimate vote. You knew about it and you didn't have the necklace, which was a rare occurrence. Kirby ends up giving you the necklace. What was kind of the conversations around that plan? And how close were you, if you didn't get that, to kind of upending everything out of the fear and the threat that Raymond could kind of put it back on you?
So Raymond, I'm pretty sure every day he's telling me, he's like, I'm voting you out. He's like, you're a threat. And no one else was really like, they obviously all knew it, but every day Raymond was like, no. Like I would always go to have a chat with him. He's like, no, you played too hard too early. Like you're a challenge beast. Like, no, that's a no from me. And even on that before that scramble, he was kind of, if I had it my way, I'd pretty much vote you out. And I'm like, oh, okay, Raymond. That's a little And so then I said to Kirby, I was like, are you sure he's like not gonna vote for me? Because like this would be great for Raymond. Imagine this, like I vote to go with his plan and then he votes me out. I'm like, I would be like, oh, well played, Raymond. Well played. So and Kirby obviously trusts Raymond and Ferris. She has this longer relationship with them where I have nothing. Like I'm putting literally so much faith in this woman. And I was like, she's like, no, it'll be fine. I was like, how about we just like, how, cause she's like, he won't vote for me cause Raymond loves Kirby. So I was like, do you think maybe the necklace, are we allowed to like share it? And then she's like, let's give it a go. And then obviously it worked. And I don't even know if Raymond would have swapped to my name or not. Like, I think he wanted to vote Valeria to keep everyone happy because he kind of like changed his vote previously, but I never know with that guy. He could do anything and he's just a loose cannon. You never know.
If you didn't have the necklace, would you have put a vote on someone else so Raymond went home, or you were going to stick with it?
This was a massive thing and I had contemplated a lot, and I was tempted to change the vote, to be honest. Yes. Yeah, because then he would have gone home. And for my game, it's actually great because Raymond going home breaks up him and Ferris, and he doesn't have his offsider. So it actually would have been good for my game. So, but I went along with Kirby and trust with Ferris, and yeah, and then that obviously has worked for me as well. So,
yeah, would have been pretty funny. Either way, I mean, it was entertaining. But what were your kind of hopes for the end game? Who did you hope to kind of sit at the end with or go really far in the game with? Was it Kirby, or were you ever going to cut her? Or how did you kind of see your winning game, you know, manifest through the end there?
Definitely interesting. I was totally happy to go against Kirby at the end, and I also thought Kitty. I did have a conversation with Kitty because I actually thought Kirby would get trying to vote it out by someone else. Like I just felt she was getting like you could feel it at camp. She did become that target, and like everyone was like unanimously like she's the one like we just don't want here. And then I was kind of being like, oh, do I need a contingency plan, like who I can have as some friends going forward? And I did say to Kitty, like, would you have our back and things like that? Because she was like the closest one I probably would have had left, to be honest. So those two, I would have been definitely happy to go to the end, because I'm also on the same kind of thing with Kirby, to be like, you kind of, if you want to be the best, you've got to like beat the best. So I did like that kind of philosophy.
Interesting. Well, you know, you had the heat of a public idol, and we kind of saw that. And a question that I have, and we even see it in your Drury Villa, where you're like, Ferris does not have an idol, because I feel like all the public idols, or quote unquote public idols, you, Alex, Ferris, were treated so differently. And yeah. So where was the kind of confusion around Ferris's idol that you didn't think he had one still? Were people confused about Ferris having an idol at all, or what was happening there?
Yeah, I think because obviously I was on the OG Rebel side when Ferris got that idol, the second one. And for some reason, everyone kept telling me little like stories about it. And he's like, oh, yep, he's got one. And then I was like, does he actually have one, or is he just like messing with you? And I just never had any like hard facts. Like no one had ever seen it. And then Eileen was telling me she made like a fake idol out of her bag. Like there was a little thing on her bag where she like took off, and I was like, that does sound like a really smart Eileen thing to do. So I'm like, I don't know, I was just skeptical, but turns out he did have one, so I was wrong.
Yeah. Were there any other key relationships we didn't see? Like obviously Scott is someone we know that before the swap you were close with. Like who were the other kind of key people you felt in your game throughout it?
So then obviously end of Tribe Swap and then into Merge, Jaden and I had like a heaps more tighter relationship, and then obviously that brought in like Kirby as well. So that was really sad when that Alex vote went pear-shaped and then he went home. I was like, we actually had like some more people in our group, and especially because they don't ever show a lot of this, but like camp life, like we always, me, Kirby, Jaden just did the fire and like kind of kept everyone like in a nice warm environment, and all the stuff we love doing, so that was kind of cool. But, and then Eden and I, like he had with Alex, which is really fascinating listening to this, but we had our little like secret alliance where we like try to keep each other's names out of it. And you like, he was so good at that. Oh man, that guy's so good. Yeah, we had that. I would always like tell him the truth and like the information that he like needed to know. If he did not get blindsided, that guy was actually forced to be reckoned with. I reckon he had all the things up here to like go right to the end, and people I don't think saw it yet, which is really interesting.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, thank you so much for the insight. But one last question. How much of the show had you seen before? Did you kind of have a lot of experience with it before you came into play?
No. Funny, and I don't even know if this is bad to say, but when I watched Survivor in the past, I used to like watch the challenges and then kind of skip the middle bit. In hindsight, I probably should have been watching that middle bit because that's where my game could have definitely used some more help. But yeah, the challenges for sure. And I'm so happy that I got kind of like deemed this challenge beast and I was able to kind of like show my ability in these challenges, which is really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, absolute challenge beast. You won three immunity challenges. You were such a beast out there. You found an idol. Like a lot of things, I think, ticked off the bucket list in a game that was, what, 41 days long. So that is really impressive. So congratulations on your game. And thank you so much again for coming onto the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Rihanna. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Hey, Kitty, welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. So sorry to see you go last night. Final six, though, is so impressive. 40, was it 42 days? That's an insane amount of time. Congratulations on a great game and being out there for 6 weeks. Crazy.
Oh, it was crazy. It doesn't, like, when you say 6 weeks, like, it's not that long, but it is feels
Oh,
like a long
that's
time.
what?
Yeah.
6 weeks is so long. That's such a long amount of time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it did feel long. It felt long. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have so much to ask about your game. I would love to hear about your relationship with Caroline, such an important duo. It seems to us from early on, but we never got to see how it formed. What was it about Caroline that connected you to her through the whole game, 6 weeks, as we're saying?
Well, I think, and the other thing I was just saying in one of the interviews is like I had a really close relationship with Eden as well, but they just
Yeah.
didn't show like the same. Like I had the same relationship with Caroline I had with Eden too. And I just connected with both of them on the first night. Like, I don't know, we just started talking and we both really connected. So I felt so really fortunate to have like two close people.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I definitely, and I loved after Eden went. I mean, I didn't like him going, but I thought that showing of emotion from you and how much you felt for him and losing that experience was a really beautiful moment. Someone who's a little bit different from that was Mark. Up and down with Mark. You had the alliance first up, and then it was back and forth. Can you explain a little bit about that dynamic to me? How it started and then kind of devolved from there, but then came back. Like it's really been a roller coaster.
Yeah, so I really like Mark. He's a really nice guy. And so same with him, like connected early on with him. And then the four of us sort of came together, Caroline, myself, Eden, and Mark. But then Mark was building a relationship with the two Vs. So we sort of started to not trust him and think, oh, you know, what is he doing? And obviously, when you watch the show back, you know, you can see before we blindsided V, they were already talking about getting rid of Caroline. So we're like, fuck, lucky we got in there early before they got us. So, and then obviously after that, we sort of went on this rampage with him. Like he was trying to get us and we were trying to get him. And then we sort of made up because we were like, oh God, if we keep doing this, they're just going to keep pitting us against each other, you know? So yeah, but I really like Mark. I think he's a top guy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he votes against you last night. So, how was
Yeah.
that for you? You know, with the story kind of ending that way for the both of you, and Caroline's, you know, trying this whole plan, and she doesn't inform either of you. Kind of, how did you see that as like the ending of the story of the three of you to this point?
I think because obviously in hindsight, like you after it's happened, you go back and think, oh, I wish Caroline would have said something to Mark or to me, and then
Yeah.
maybe could have come up with a different plan, but she just didn't, and it is what it is. And you know, like I'm just like, I think when I because I was you're so tired by that point, and so you're just really tired. And I think I was just like when you can see on the camera when I start to read my name out, I just start smiling. Because I was just thinking, fuck yeah, get to eat some food. And I just had a good time and it was such a great experience. And I was just like, if now's my time to go, it's time to go. You know, I was not too, I mean, I was just happy that I went on there and lasted that far.
Yeah, 6 weeks, an incredible amount of time. Well, I'd love to hear about your relationship with Kirby. I feel like it's such an interesting dynamic. You're kind of like, she's a lot, you know, she comes at you pretty intensely, but it also feels like you really created a relationship to the point where you even vote against what Caroline is doing, it seems, to go with what Kirby is doing. And I'd love to talk about that decision as well. But can you just explain the evolution of that relationship with Kirby?
Yeah, so first of all, I built that this, and they probably didn't show it that much either, like a really close relationship with Ree. So even though obviously I didn't believe her at the start, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I didn't believe you. And I said to her, I said, it's really hard with you, Reed. I said, because sort of when you look at me and you talk to me, you don't look at me and you look down like, oh, is she lying to me? Is she not lying to me? You know, I said, I just said that to her. But we formed a really close relationship. So then when I came over, I then started to build that relationship with Kirby. And I really like Kirby. We're still friends now. Like, we were just messaging the other day. She's awesome. And she, yeah, I just really connected with her and just liked her as a person.
Yeah. So how does that decision come about where your group is voting against Jaden, their group is voting against Valeria into Alex, and you flip? And so what made you feel like you needed to make the move at that point?
Oh, well, just because Valeria and Kirby had a good relationship prior to me coming in. So I was like, okay, if I don't get in here first, because I knew that Val obviously wanted to get me. So I thought if I don't, because I could see that her and Kirby had a good relationship. So I was like, if I don't get in here and build this better relationship with Kirby, then she's going to get me. Like, she'll work with Kirby. And so then I was like, and then I just managed to get in there. And Val kept crapping on about how she like wanted to get rid of me. And Kirby's like, well, I don't want to get rid of Kitty. So I thought, oh, I got her now. You know?
Yeah. But what was it like coming back from that when Jaden ends up going home and you come back to your allies and you're like, I flipped? Like, what was your intention from there? Who were you mostly trying to work with? Because it's such a fluid game. But coming back from that point where you have flipped, and you've kind of like left Caroline out of that.
Yeah, I was a bit worried because I was like, oh God, bloody Raymond fucked it up. And then, you know, I was like, kept saying to Ferris, I was like, I'm just really worried about this, you know, now. But at that point, I didn't know about his advantage. And then Ferris kept trying to like say, it's fine, Kitty, it'll be fine. Don't worry. You can trust Ray. And then because I just kept telling him, you know, I was worried, he just ended up telling me about Ray's advantage. So he didn't show that I knew, but I knew.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, sweet. We're sweet now. And so then I was just with Kirby and Ferris.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. How did Caroline react to all of that? Like you flipping against her and kind of having like,
was,
you know, these other relationships.
Because I don't know if they can't remember if they showed this, but we had a conversation saying, look, if we ever don't vote together, it's fine. Like right, we had that conversation. So she was fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'd love to talk about this vote at the swap, going back a little bit to where they're trying to do a coup on. Originally, you, then Caroline and Sarah and Rihanna are going to come to you and tell you the vote. And tell you that there is going to be this coup attempt. And you, like, fully, it seems to us, didn't believe it, even at the point where they're saying that they know that it's a split on them. Talk us through your thought process, because that was one of the most chaotic afternoons I think I've ever seen in Survivor.
It was so crazy. And because I, you know, because obviously they were trying to do everything they could to save themselves. So I was like, oh, you know, I just didn't believe them. I didn't believe them. I wish that I did. And I said that to them. I said, I'm so sorry that I didn't believe you. And then after that, I was like, I don't trust Mark anymore, obviously. And I trusted Ree and Sarah. So, yeah, that's just what it was.
Yeah, I mean, we see that with Rihanna. There was even another time where she was left out of the vote by you guys. I feel like she gave you guys a lot of trust. She spoke yesterday about, as you're saying, the positive relationship. Were you trying to do anything there? Because I feel like her key relationship, as she said, was with you. So were you trying to bring her in a little bit more and others were pushing her away? Or, like, how was that dynamic really playing out?
Yeah, and I think I wanted to, like, tell her, but then because it's, like, I guess the rationale behind it was, like, we're not voting against her. We're not trying to vote her out at all in any way. Like, she was safe. So did it really matter if she didn't know who we were truly voting for? I think that was the, you know, like thinking around it, behind it. But, you know, maybe in hindsight probably should have. But we still managed to build a relationship and move forward, which was good.
Yeah. She said in her ex interview yesterday that she felt so close to you and like it was like Kirby and you for her. Was there any consideration in terms of voting her out or were you trying to do anything there about saving her just due to, you know, the closeness of your relationship? And we could have seen it go down to a pretty intense endurance battle at a point between the two of you as well.
Well, only at the end, like we actually did have a bit of a conversation about like maybe working together, but I just thought, oh, she'll always choose Kirby over me, which is understandable. And then so obviously voted her out because she's just like the challenge beast. But I think towards the end, because I had established such a great relationship with Kirby and Ree, and we always knew we're like, we're going to be friends outside of this at the end. So it just doesn't matter. you know, what happens in the game, it's just a game. Like, we're not going to take it personally. So we're like, just play the game and whatever happens, we're still going to be good mates. Like, I speak to Ree all the time. And yeah, she's awesome and I love her so much and, you know, just feel like really close to her now too. So I think that's what it came, because at the start I was like, oh, I can't do this because I just like them so much and I can't vote against them. And Kirby's like, it's just a game, Kitty. It's just a game. Like, we're still going to be friends at this at the end, don't worry.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to talk about the merge. Difficult time. It looked like you were kind of on the way out and you know that it's an explosive tribal council where you pretty much lay down battle lines, I guess, not thinking that you'll necessarily be there to enact any of those battles in the following day. And then Scott's going to quit. And he also spoke about how close he felt to you. Not that that necessarily is what impacted his decision around his mental health, but I think the difficulty of the game and that personal... Yeah. Part of it, definitely it wasn't easy. So can you just talk about those couple of days, the votes coming against you, the tribal council and all of that, and how that kind of impacted your experience out there?
Yeah, I think I was just like, because he was so lovely, Scott, when we got to the merge, like him and I just spent the night awake chatting, and he's such a beautiful guy and I'm so grateful that he told me, and him going home saved me. And Winner was, I fucking love Winner too. He's like, oh, Kit. He's like, I didn't want to vote fucking for you. I just had to go with the alliance. He's so awesome too. But, you know, again, it's just a game. Who cares? But, you know, obviously it's, you get there and I was thinking, oh, shit, I actually don't want to go home yet. Like, I do want to go home, but I don't want to go home. So I was like, fuck, you know, I need to do something. And you get really, when you hear your name come up, you get really scared. You get so paranoid, then you're like, oh my God, am I next? But I feel like with this, like whoever was going to be voted out, like then they were never on the chopping block the next time. So if you could save yourself, then you were probably out of the firing line and someone else was in the firing line the next time. But yeah, it's pretty intense and like scary and you feel so nervous. I was so nervous.
Yeah. Well, you talk about how it changes. I feel like you did so much to change that. And I, you know, saw the conversations you were having, planning it with Caroline and then going to Ferris to turn it back onto Winner. You gave him, it seemed like, options, and he wanted to enact his own revenge to take out Winner, which was such a massive move in the game. Can you talk about what you were doing in that? Because I feel like that's what really turned it around to save you and Caroline in that spot.
Yeah, because I was just like, I got on the bus and I thought, okay, that's it, Key. Like, you need to get your shit together here and, like, go on the offensive. And so, first of all, I went to Alex and I said to Alex, look, I know that you've never really had, like, a true alliance. I can't remember the exact fucking words, but a true alliance. And, like, I know, obviously, we've sort of, you know, I've might have voted against you or whatever, but I'm just extending the olive branch. Like, how would you feel about working together with Ferris to try and get rid of, like, you know, Val or one of the Mark's crew? And then he was in, and then he went and approached Ferris, and then I went and spoke to Ferris. I was like, okay, sweet, I'm safe. I'm out of the firing line for a bit, and it's now back onto like Winner. And not that I really wanted to, I didn't want to vote out Winner, but that's who they wanted to vote it out. That's who they was out of that group. So yeah, I feel like I got myself out of the frying pan there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, can we talk about Ferris a little bit? Because that was such a key lifeline, these two groups coming together. And there was always like, should we work with him, you know, down the stretch? And you and Caroline and Eden had this conversation next time. And then Eden takes you over to go back to Titan Strong, even with Titans who have targeted you guys multiple times. And then later on, even discussions, particularly from Caroline around like, should you be working with Ferris's group? So what was the relationship with Ferris? Because that was like a key juncture. And then it felt like you were not really on the same page with him after that.
Yeah, because I was always like I felt like I couldn't trust Ferris as much as I could trust Kirby. Like, I could never get real close to Ferris.
What was behind that feeling, do you think? Because I feel like that's a sentiment a lot of people have felt this season, but I don't know why.
I don't know. It's just I couldn't connect with him. Maybe like I could with Kirby, I think, you know. And so I just was like, oh, I don't know if I trust him. I trust him. I should have known that when I got blindsided that was going to happen. But I don't know. I can't put anything specific on it. It's just a feeling. But he's also an awesome guy too. He came to our wedding. So, you know,
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the wedding photos. It looked like a really fun reunion for everyone. But
it was fun.
Yeah. Are there any other kind of key relationships that you had that we didn't see that you think were really important throughout your time in the game?
Not really. So it was like probably the Rihanna and Sarah, Kirby, Caroline, Eden, Mark. Winner. And sort of I was bidding with the boys too, like me, Nathan, Jaden, and Winner. Like at the start, I had a bit of a, like, you know, Nathan and I talked about that because I've caught up with Nathan. He's got a breathwork studio here in on the Gold Coast. So I feel like maybe that was, they didn't really show much of that either, but that they were probably the main ones.
Yeah. And then what about going forward with someone like Valeria? Obviously, you know, you try to get that together and she'd come for you, but you do work together through the merge and, you know, at the Eden vote, the Titans getting back on the same page. And then at the Eileen vote, you're working together. Like, what was that dynamic like throughout with her as well?
Oh, like it was fine. You know, I think like we were also realized it's like, well, the way that this game was going, you couldn't afford to like have a grudge because you might fucking need that person.
Yeah, definitely.
Next vote. So you sort of just don't want to, I don't think, alienate anyone because it puts you at a disadvantage. That's what I felt.
Yeah. Well, what were your kind of end game plans? If this works out and you go through to the final five, who were you looking at sitting at the end with?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even really think about it, to be honest. I was just like surprised that I even got to six. I even thought about, you know, if this, you'll probably laugh at this. If I got up there, I'd probably say, look, I don't actually deserve to be the sole survivor.
No. So
I would be like, whoever else is up there, I would just be honest because in that jury villa, I really felt like people wanted honesty. Like they didn't want someone to get up there and say, I did. They wanted you to be really honest. And I would say, look, I didn't have a huge strategy. Like I just built good relationships. I had a good social game. I was, you know, I knew when to flip. I said I didn't really orchestrate, wasn't the main person behind any of the moves, but I was worked with people and I was good at building relationships. And like, that's the truth. Like, I'm like, that's just, I wouldn't get up there and bullshit and say, yo, I had this great big fucking strategy and blah, 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 you know, because I think, and also too, you know, I'm like, I would want the money to go to someone who really needed the money as well, you know, like.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're selling yourself short because I think the power of your social game that we saw with so many people who felt so connected to you, Sarah, Rihanna, Scott, Caroline, Eden, like that's the game, right? That's like a massive, massive part of even the strategic game is having that kind of capital. So I think you're selling yourself short, but it's interesting that you say in terms of, you know, you're wanting someone, you know, to have the money and that they might need it more. And, you know, you said in your jury villa that you hadn't watched a lot of the show. So kind of how did this experience come about where it was like, I don't know if I need the 500,000 at the end of it. I'm not like necessarily a super fan. Was it like to test yourself? Like what kind of pushed you into having this experience?
Well, I just thought it'd be a cool fucking experience. I just was like, I watched a bit of the show. I was like, oh man, imagine if I could get on this. Like as if you would, if you got offered the chair, it's like, why not just take it? Because what a great opportunity. And I just didn't ever think that I would win either. But yeah. I didn't go on to win. I just went on there to just go on there and have the experience. And so much changed in my life when I got back as well. Like it was like the catalyst for a lot of things that have changed. So I'm really grateful. And I feel like that was the reason I was supposed to go on Survivor.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. And I really do think you're selling yourself short. I mean, you're a physical beast. You were enacting these plans with the social game that you had, like in terms of something like the winner vote that we saw, which was such a big move. So Kitty, don't sell yourself short.
Maybe I would have won if I got up there and just told the truth.
Yeah.
People like at least you didn't bullshit us. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And we like her. That could have been more than enough.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
Not to make you feel bad about it. But yeah.
No, but I think I just feel really blessed to have had the experience to go on there, you know? And I got so much out of it, just not only in terms of in the game and what I learned and the friendships that I have built, but then after what's happened after. So yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad. I'm glad you had a great experience. Congratulations again on 6 weeks out there. And thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
There you have it, everyone. Hope that you enjoyed these exit interviews. Hope that you'll check out the recap, the check-in, Talking Tribal, all of it before we have a big finale week next week. Follow me at Shannon Gates so you don't miss any of the content. US Survivor 46, Survivor Global, all of that stuff. There's also There's an event coming up for Sydney Siders who are watching Titans versus Rebels for the finale next Tuesday night at the Agincourt Hotel. So join us for that one. I'm pretty sure I will be there. But again, thank you so much for listening to these X interviews. Hope you enjoyed and I will see you next time. Bye.
Australian Survivor is
saying Survivor New Zealand.
Survivor.
Survivor.
Wizards.
21 South Africans.
12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
Good to middle. Good
to
£1 million.
Million euro.
Million shekel.
Aldi. Million. Rubli.
Try the spoke.
Scheibe Toppler.
Shit.
Try.
The adventure of a lifetime.
The adventure of a lifetime.
Adventure of a lifetime.